Hello, this is Justin.
And this is Eric.
And we're reviewing the new Nine Inch Nails album. I haven't reviewed in like a really long time.
Yeah, and I've never done it live like this either. It's always been typed up. But I think probably, I don't know how many music reviews you've probably done. I was trying to figure out like a ballpark estimate of how many I did over the years in Tastes Like Chicken. And I know that you've done a bazillion more than I have. And I was thinking somewhere around 400 or 500, probably, just for myself.
Probably.
So, if you want to know our qualifications,
yes,
lots of music reviews, and what's the Malcolm Gladwell says that to be an expert on anything, you have to have 10,000 hours invested. I'd say I'd probably listen to Nine Inch Nails 10,000 hours.
Yeah, probably me too. And even if not, if we're lacking a little bit in that category, we've stalked them.
And we've seen him in concert. I've seen him 7 times.
Yeah, I think I've seen him like 5 or 6 times. We don't need to prove to you people if we're qualified for this or not. So, so this is the review of Hesitation Marks. We're going to do the first 2 songs, Eater of Dreams and Copy of a, as one file, as one review, I guess. And then we'll kind of put these up one a day.
Yeah, so basically the best thing to do would probably be, like, you know, obviously this is our introduction here, but then take a moment to listen to the songs that we're going to be talking about, and yep, then listen to what we babble about, I guess.
Right, and then listen to Sarah McLachlan, because everybody should.
But not that Betts song.
Oh, God, no. All right, so Eater of Dreams, your first thoughts. And I wrote down some notes today after listening to it. The album's now been out for 2 days, and I've been listening to it for almost a week from the stream and stuff. But I'm trying to also kind of remember the way that the songs, I felt about the songs when I first heard them, as opposed to listening to them a couple times.
Right. Well, I think that, I mean, if we're just talking about the interest on the Eater of Dreams, I mean, it's sort of your stereotypical Nine Inch Nails intro song, where it's kind of like you're now entering into Trent Reznor's womb of doom. And, you know, it's the song that I would assume is going to be where everybody acts all creepy and comes out onto stage to Fog, if it was the old Nine Inch Nails, but who knows? But,
yeah. My note was literally, ooh, the door is creaking open again on Nine Inch Nails. It's like very much same kind of thing, a la like, you know, Pinion leading into Wish, mm-hmm, on Broken, like that kind of like.
Which is still probably my favorite intro.
Intro, thing. Probably. Yeah, definitely. There's just something about like that, those first few notes that just kind of define the album. Mm-hmm. And even though it's like, I think it's like 50 seconds long or something like that. I guess I don't even know if it really counts as it's like a full track.
Right.
But
it's definitely a mood shifter. It's
like, yeah.
Whatever you've been doing up until this moment, now right, it's time to get with Nine Inch Nails.
Right.
Which leads us directly into the first track, first official track then.
Copy of a, and that was the first single that they released, or was Came Back Haunted.
I think Came Back Haunted was out first, and then Copy of a.
Okay.
What are your first thoughts on Copy of a?
My first thoughts on Copy of a were that it's like kind of a more like techno-y weird take on Nails. Like, it reminded me of, there's a song, it was reminiscent of a song that Reznor did with a DJ named Josh Wink called Black Bomb, mm-hmm, which is kind of like, Josh Wink is clearly a techno DJ that has Reznor just doing vocals on it. But there's something more like, I mean, it just goes beyond, like, for me, it goes beyond like synth sound and almost becomes like a dance track little bit.
And I feel like Reznor's always kind of flirted with that. There's always been like a little bit of a dance aspect to,
to
some of the music, you know, obviously like the more aggressive guitar based stuff, not as much. But yeah, you definitely get that dance kind of feel. And in that way, it almost reminds me a little bit of first album stuff, like Pretty Hate Machine. It's got, there's something about it that was kind of reminiscent of that.
Right.
And also in the fact that it's really stripped down. as like a beginning point for the album, like to be that stripped down, to not have like all those, you know, machinery noises and just like stacked up found sounds in with the techno type stuff.
Right.
An interesting shift.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, I think it's fairly, I think it's safe to say that it's kind of like fairly safe radio fare.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I mean, I'm fine with. I'm not, you know, it was funny on the way down here tonight when we were driving down here, we saw a giant Wheat Paste poster for the new album on the side of the building. And I was like, oh my God, Kathy, look at that. It's a Nine Inch Nails poster on the side of a building. That's so weird. And then I was like, no, they're not really like underground. Like, you know, it's like, that makes perfect sense, you know, for them to have like billboards and shit like that. But like, I think I still catch myself being like, you know, the 20 years ago me where I was one of the only people listening to it kind of a thing. But this is, you know, I mean, this song will appeal to the masses and it'll be on the radio and all that shit. And I mean, I'm happy for it because, you know, you know, we've always said that, like, if you can make money off what you love doing, then so be it.
Yeah. And I've never really felt like, you know, I think for me, like, my musical tastes sort of, and we talked about this at one point, we were talking about, like, come up with, like, your top 10, like, on a desert island albums. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, half of mine were industrial, and, like, the other half were, like, the Beatles and, like, harmony-based stuff. And so, for me, it's really, like, it's either, like, noise and weirdness, or it's harmony and melody. And I feel like, especially on this album, it's a fusion of the two of them. Like, you get, like, those really, like, only a computer can make these noises.
Right.
Everything's very artificial. But, like, in this song, and even Came Back Haunted, it's almost like the layering starts to happen more with the voice.
Yeah, for sure.
At least that way.
Yeah. My albums would be all the Spin Doctors albums.
I think, do they only have one?
It'd be like, Princess, Susapusa for you. And then I'd kill myself.
You've been on a Spin Doctors kick recently.
I don't know
how you work them into every conversation.
Dude, I fucking love them. They're great. All right, well, that was do you have anything else to say? We're going to go out on Spin Doctors on every song.
Yeah, let's go out on Spin Doctors.
All right, great. The review of Eater of Dreams and Copy of the first two tracks from Hesitation Marks, the new album from Nine Inch Nails. We'll be back here
tomorrow
with the next track, Came Back Haunted. See ya. Oh, I got to hit this thing now. Hold on.